Okay, dude, I need you to get your ass in gear. This is going to be a long one. And yeah, that's what she said. And this is text, so you'll have to imagine me rolling my eyes at that. But she's going to say a whole lot of things this time. I know you're looking at that scroll bar thinking, holy crap, where's the TLDR? There's none. This may be news to you, but not everything important will fit into Snap or Tweet. Not even these newfangled double-wide 280 ones. But I needed to write this, and you need to read this. So buckle up and listen to me. So, I know what's up with you. I hear your pain loud and clear. World's smallest violin playing just for you and all that. And yeah, you're right. I think most people would say you're a nerd. And at least you're saying a whole lot of things that I don't understand what they mean. And so far I'm thinking, I don't have you committed yet. Because that's just the kind of great friend I am. But I think it's getting a bit problematic now. First, you drool over girls, then you go back and forth on whether they're worth it or not. Then it's time for a ride in the whamulance. Forever alone and all that. But you never do anything. Kick up a cloud of dust, then breathe it all in, and then you're surprised when you choke on it. So this puts me in a pickle. Obviously, first of all, you need to get a fucking hold of yourself, man. You need to just commit to something and try it. See what they do. Give them a chance to react to something instead of just assuming it'll go to shit. I know you need to do that, and you know you need to do that. That may be hard for you to swallow, and yeah, you fucking genius. That's what she said too. That's still true. But this is where I don't feel right. Because you should know something. I wish I could trust you to team both of those brain cells up and figure this out, but I don't have all year, so I think I'm going to have to spell it out for you. I don't want you to get a hold of yourself. Well, I mean, yeah, I do, but here's what I think will happen. You're not a complete train wreck, so if you keep trying, some of those girls are going to overlook your many flaws and actually say yes. And I may be kidding about your many flaws, but your one huge flaw is that you have the worst taste in women in world history. At least that's what I think. And you know how I'm always right. And fuck, dude. This hurts to write. It literally hurts. But the reason I think so is not just because some of them are kind of flaky sometimes. The real big reason is because none of them are me. I mean, really. So, right now, turning into one of those manga people you like so much with a speech balloon with three dots in it. I know it. And I know that because I know you. And I know who you are and what you do. And I'm still around you. You ever thought about that, Mr. Genius? You ever thought that every time you wax about your fucking friend zone, that you might be talking about this thing to someone who didn't have the damn balls for some reason to just say she likes you? You know what? screw for some reason. I know exactly why. You don't think I'm interested. You think because I don't whine endlessly about guys I can't have that I don't feel like I want some. No, I'm just shy about those things. This is one, but you should look inside my mind. You know the fucking TV trope about the guy going insane and having photos covering a whole damn wall and that's how they know he's in a job? Yeah, that's me. But with porn and not creep shots. Yeah, that's important. Well, not porn, just sex. Fantasies. I knew you didn't know this. My poker face is much better than yours and I can keep my mind in check. But I file away the little things you've let slip. And dude, you and me, we still need to work on you. But I'm far, far gone with this. We can sort you out later. What you need is to blow some fucking steam off. And what I need is to tell you I know the kind of thing you like. And I'm down. How's this? I've wall of texted you for a while already, so how about a few visuals? I show up at your place with a very revealing outfit. I know, not really my style, but I can leave a few buttons open and wear an old bra. I'll walk towards you. You'll probably back away from me because you haven't done this before. That's okay because take your hands and put them on my exposed breasts. You want boobs? Here's boobs. Feel them. I know this is weird for you probably, and I know you expect my biting wit to kick in and go and then wake you up, but this is serious. This is so serious, I'm getting fucking wet just writing this. Fuck. So, where were we? Your hands were on my boobs. And once you realize you're not daydreaming, your hands wander around them, inside them, lifting them up out of the cups. Your fingers are tweaking my nipples. First a bit too hard, but you calm down because you hear me moaning and you realize you're playing with live ammo here. And you just keep doing that for 5 minutes. I'm deadly serious. I want exactly that. Feels good when I check. Oh, God. It feels so good when I touch them myself. But when you do it, I'm going to melt. You will hear me making porny sounds, and I won't even be trying to make them. You'll get some sucking in. Maybe it'll take 10 minutes. 20. Hey, girl can dream. Can't believe I'm telling you this. I mean, me and you, my friend that I've known forever, tells ridiculous jokes. I'm so, so burning up lately. I need someone to help me take all my fantasies and desires and do something with them. Out of all the people I know, who better than you to show this to? You're just as big a pervert as I am, right? Dude, there's just something about picturing you with me when I do this. I need you to be a part of this. Because you're my friend. And because I think about you and my... Fuck. Oh, baby. My heart melts when I think of you and me doing this. I'm horny beyond belief and I have to do something, but I have to do it with you. Fuck. I just called you baby, didn't I? I just slipped out. Do you want me to be your baby? Maybe that's what I want. Drop to my knees. Look up at you and open your pants. Do do you think I want to fish out your cock and stroke it back and forth in my hands? Put it in my mouth and suck it. Fuck. Oh, I can't take it anymore. I had to stop and touch myself. Thinking of seeing you like this, your cock being sucked by me, throbbing, seeing you about to come, and me backing away so you could shoot your load on me, because I want your heart over my tits. Seeing you jizz on me like that, imagining what your O face looks like, seeing you all hot and flustered. Dude. I don't know why, but that's the sexiest fucking thing I can think of. Seeing you like that. I want more. I want your finger inside me. I want you to fuck me with your finger. Suck my nipple too. I know you're a guy, but if those are the two things, you should be able to do them both at the same time, right? You guys have hidden reserves of coordination for this kind of thing. Because I promise you, man, I am thinking of you doing that, and I don't even know what to do with myself. It's so hot. I want to pull your head from my nipple and put you right outside my wet cunt. I want you to look at what you did to me. Look how wet you made me. Look how hot I am for you. Go ahead. Lick me. Please. Lash my lips with your tongue. Oh, God. Dude, eat me out. Eat my pink little pussy out. My wet cunt wants to cover your flustered, cute face with my juices. And my clit wants to feel your tongue. Then I want to kiss you. I want to kiss you. I want to feel the taste of my wet pussy on your lips. I want to feel your tongue in my mouth and hear you breathing. I need to kiss you. Baby, I just need all of you. I need you. I need your skin touching mine. I need your eyes boring into mine. I need you boring into me. I think I love you. I know I need you. Dude. Baby. My nerdy friend. Whatever I call you. I need you. Get your ass over here. Right now. I want to tell you exactly what you mean to me. How much you mean to me. I want to show you what you do to me. Please, just get over here,